Hi, I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
I'm fucking Shannon. I'm Shannon.
I'm already drunk.
Hello. Episode 300.
Here we are.
Here we are.
We're killing all of you.
Killing it.
Killing it. Shannon.
What's
it's
up,
been
friend?
10 or 20 years.
It has. It's been 87 years.
It's been 87 years. So we decided not to get together the Tuesday before Thanksgiving because for me, Zelda and Joe had already been there for many days. Like they got there on like Saturday. They were there
for many days.
They were there for a full 8 days for Thanksgiving. And so I was like, I don't know. I can't. Right. And then last week we were going to meet, but Omicron had to rear its ugly head and everybody freaked out. And you were headed to, I had just been to a 300 person wedding and you were headed to London in 2 more days. So in an abundance of caution,
we skipped.
So it's been
like 3 weeks.
It's been 3 full weeks since we've seen each other. Nothing interesting happened in those 3 weeks. That's it. That's the end of the episode. It's been great seeing
Susan,
you guys.
Susan burnt her pie and blamed it on her calendar.
My God. That was the best.
That was the best thing to come out of Thanksgiving,
oh,
man.
Thanks, Marie Calendar, for ruining Thanksgiving dessert.
The memes have been endless. The comments on the original post have been
Sharon,
endless.
Sharon, was that her name? Sharon?
Sharon something, Sharon, yeah.
Sharon, I don't think you were supposed to yeet it into the sun. You know the smoke alarm is not the timer, right?
Smoke alarms on
it. That one was one of my favorites. I think you were supposed to bake it on 350, not 530.
They've been priceless.
That is so good.
My friend Jerry caught that real early and shared it. And so other people are catching on now a week later. And I'm just they're still just so good. Mm. So good. I can't even. If you haven't seen it, just do an internet search. It'll pop
Marie,
right up.
Marie Calendar Pie.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It'll pop up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. It's just, it's been so delightful. So delightful.
And then another one of my favorites was ruin Thanksgiving in 4 words. And they'd even posted the meme that said that. Ruin Thanksgiving in 4 words. And then they responded to their own thing and it said, Sharon is bringing dessert.
Oh, it's golden. It's priceless. It's good times.
Oh, it was really good.
Good times.
That was great. That wins the internet thing of the month for sure.
It does, for sure. Faux show.
So, not long after the last time I saw you, I went and got a tattoo.
Yes.
And
did he get finished yet?
No, because it's a she, and it's someone who I've known since middle school. And she was like booked up for many weeks. Like when I tried to get in with her, I contacted her when Sid was dying and she couldn't get me in for 2 months. So then I had to wait a whole nother 6 weeks from when I started till when I can get it finished. Cause that's how far out in advance she's booked. So I show up to my tattoo appointment and the entire place is torn apart. Like nothing is set up in the store. The owner had the floors done the night before and had left the entire place in disarray. So my tattoo artist and the other tattoo artist are like wandering around trying to fucking put shit together just so that they could work. So we get started. How long do you guess that took, Shannon?
Probably an hour.
Yeah. We got started an hour and a half after I was supposed to be there. Which like you expect a half hour for
prep and drawing and tracing, confirmation, transfers, yeah.
And the, right, signing all of the signing things that you have to sign, all that shit, right? Paperwork, copying down my driver's license. So you expect a half hour for that. I got started at 2:30 and my appointment had been at 1.
Wow.
And we're, you know, working on it. She and I are laughing, telling stories about, you know, middle school and high school, talking trash about people who we knew. It was a good time. And she says something about there being a wedding there the next day.
In the tattoo parlor?
In the tattoo parlor. And she's like, oh my God, that's why that asshole did the floors right now. Like, he wanted it to look nice for the people doing the wedding.
Why are you getting married in a tattoo parlor? Is there something special about this place?
We will get there. No, it is in a strip mall.
Does it have magical golden floors?
No.
Or, like...
No. So...
Does Jesus hang from the ceiling?
I mean, I got the answer to this, like, as I'm leaving, where I was able to put it all together. But, no, it's two tattoo artists who work at the other location owned by the same guy. So they didn't want to fuck up their own place of work. They went in and fucked up their coworker's place of work.
Oh, that's so considerate of them.
Like, I don't know these people, but I fucking hate them.
Yes.
So, yeah. They start traipsing in at 4:30 to set up for the wedding the next day, which was not a thing I knew was going to happen. And I'm in a tank top because I'm getting an arm tattoo. And they keep propping the door open and leaving it open while they're moving things around. And none of these people are wearing masks. I don't know them from Adam. Like, I don't fucking know you. And so I just asked her if we could be done. So I only got 2.5 hours of my tattoo done.
Oh, no.
Because I was just like, I don't want to be here anymore. This is like everything about this. I don't fucking know these people. This whole place is a disaster. None of these people are wearing masks. I'm fucking freezing. This whole situation is making me uncomfortable. So I was like, can we just be done?
Yeah. The outline looks good, though. Looks
yeah.
Good. It's good. It's still a good piece with what's done.
What I said to her was like, I think that tattoos that are exact portraits don't end up looking great all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I want it to be like a cartoon of him where you can tell it's him.
Right.
Like, I want it to be like a drawing of him, or like what you would have like the Bitmoji be of him, you know? So, because my dad, Brian cannot fucking just enjoy anything, right? Where he's like, it doesn't look like him. And then also, like, I can totally tell that it's supposed to be him.
Yeah, you know? I can tell it's supposed to be him.
Yeah, it doesn't look like him because it's not a portrait. I didn't get a portrait of him. It's a tattoo.
Inspired by.
It is a drawing of. It is not an accurate. It is like, yeah. And then my dad was like, well, he's got a deranged look on his face. And I was like, no, that's his interested look. That's his like excited about something look. He's looking into my heart. From my arm, he's looking at it and he's excited. God damn it, Brian. Gotta fucking ruin everything.
What are we, goddamn it, Cheryl, over? Oh! We were in Westminster Abbey and Big Fancy Church in London, and they have candles set up so you can light a candle, say a prayer. You know, people light candles for all sorts of things. And we had gone through the whole thing and we're about to leave. And I was like, I had wanted to light a candle earlier, but I couldn't find any matches. And I didn't know if it was cool or not to light a candle from another candle, but apparently that's the thing to do. And so I lit a candle on my way out, but I lit a candle for Loki and like said a little thing and like walked out. And my mom was just like, oh, that was so great, Shannon. I'm so proud of you. And I'm like, why? I'm like, I lit a candle for something and said something. She's like, I know. I'm just like, I'm so proud. I'm like, whatever, Cheryl. Whatever. So yes, I lit a candle for Loki in a Christian church because I thought.
I'm sure Loki appreciated
it. I thought
that.
He would find that amusing.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
He's very damn the man, and I really felt that was fitting.
Yeah, right. No, totally. I don't think that Ares or Hades would find that funny, I don't think Ares would just be like, Maggie, goddamn it.
But like Loki, like he's like, that's my girl.
Yeah. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You damn the man, fuck these pretentious white assholes and this giant tomb. full of white privileged males.
Yeah, fuck them all. Yeah,
he's,
no.
He's all, okay. He's all, he's all.
So
for
your
it.
Mom thought you were being Christian and religious?
Yeah, yeah.
Ugh. She's so proud of you, even though she never goes to church.
She's been going to this, like, startup church, and they just disbanded. I was like, oh, because they're, he's not making money off of you guys yet. Like, he gave it the good old college try.
So Cheryl wants a cult. Cheryl's looking for a cult?
Yeah, she's looking for a new cult. I was like, Mom, why don't you just embrace our old world pagan rituals and just build an altar to Jesus at your house?
That's right.
And leave him wine and leave him gifts and, like, do meditation and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we are English and Germanic. Like, just tap into your, tap into our ancestral roots. I'm like, you can be polytheistic if you want. Oh, no, there's only one God. I'm like, no, there's not. Stop it. You know better. And she does. Because she, her and I are, like, they call it connected to the cloth. When you can, like, her and I have deja vu all the time. We have visions all the time of things that are to come.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm really interested in trying to tap into that and harness that energy more. She's like, oh yeah, I've always wanted to do that too. So, like, you, honestly, I think you can still be pagan or polytheistic and an eclectic witch. And I think Jesus is a cool guy. I was raised in a Christian household, raised in the Episcopal Church. But I fucking hate the church.
Yeah.
I hate the church and what Christianity has done to the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I hate. I don't hate God. I don't hate Jehovah. I don't hate Jesus. I hate the fucking church.
Yeah.
And I hate the cultural appropriation of our pagan seasons.
Mm-hmm.
To match Christianity just to talk people into going to Christianity and leaving their old traditions behind.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's really stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I brought up Hades, but I realized I hadn't talked about that on the podcast yet.
Yeah.
I did a deity reading for myself, and not that I did it. I paid somebody to do that because I am so bad at seeing signs. Like, the clairvoyant one who kept on telling me about Aries, she would be like, this sign was a sign. And I was like, oh, I see that. And she'd be like, this thing was a sign. And I was like, oh, yeah, that did happen. Like, I'm not tapped into that at all. So,
yeah, after you told me that Freya and possibly Loki were reaching out to me, like, I looked around my house, just looked around my house. And I was like, oh, yeah. Both of those make a lot of sense.
So, first off, she said Hades was reaching out to me and, it, like, tried to do this whole thing of, like, he's not bad. He's not a bad guy. He's not even the god of death. He's just the, like, god of afterlife. Like, he's just the lord of the underworld.
Yeah,
he's
Hades not, is cool.
Yeah. And she was like, he reaches out to people who have been experiencing a lot of big emotions, particularly grief, and who need help with divination or reaching their ancestors. And I was like, oh, like that all lines up. You know, like, I still cry about Sid a lot, actually. Mm-hmm. Like, he was my soulmate and I miss him.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm still having big feelings about that. And, you know, lots of big feelings. So she was like, yeah, he'll reach out to people who are having, like, big grief or big anger and, you know, also need help with divination. And I was like, yes, that all tracks. So she said to reach out to him in meditation. And so I did. I got him a little altar. I have a whole little altar by my bed for my deities, a whole little deity altar. And I reached out to him and I was like, I'm going to continue giving you offerings and saying hi, even if you don't want to work with me, because it doesn't matter either way, because I'd never notice anything. So I am asking you to, like, watch out for me and help me, but I won't know because I'm so bad at this.
Because I'm a dunce.
And I was like, so you can, like,
basically have to smack me in the face.
You have to smack me in the face with it. And so I, like, read, like, over.
Aries smacked me in the face and to tell you to, like, to fucking pay attention.
Oh, God damn it. I know. Yeah, I know. He came that to your hilarious. Dreams. Well, so the woman also said Freya was reaching out to me. And I was like, are you sure that wasn't Ares? Because they're both gods of war. The chariot popped up. And death. And to me, that could be either one of them easily. Mm-hmm. For that she was using tarot.
Right.
And I was like, are you sure? Are you sure it wasn't Ares? Ares loves to show up to anybody I'm talking to and be like, ma'am, excuse me. Hello. And she was like, no, it was definitely Freya. So I have a little Freya altar. I have a little Hades altar, and I have a little altar to the same one that I have had to Ares. And I said to you recently, where I was like, I love that you and I are worshiping the bad guys, like Ares and Hades.
Anti-heroes.
Yes. Well, when people do stuff on Greek gods, those two always play the bad guys. Like Disney's Hercules, mm-hmm. like Percy Jackson series, like any of those things, it's either Hades or Ares that's a bad guy, but they're not bad guys. They're just complicated beings.
Yeah, Loki's just misunderstood. You know, I mean, you can look at the MCU Loki, or you can do just a tiny bit of research and be like, oh yeah, like he's the god of mischief because he's always questioning authority.
Mm-hmm.
And I always question authority. And he always wants people to be the best they can be without focusing on himself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, that tracks.
Yeah,
too.
That tracks.
that tracks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I said to, when I was like reaching out to Hades to be like, all right, well, like, you know, will you be one of my patron gods? Will you, you know, work with me? You can give me signs. I would like it if you did, but also I'm not going to recognize them. And I went over all of his things. And I was like, yeah, like, I'm not going to see a fucking barn owl. They don't even exist in Michigan. You know, like, one of the things was cypress. And I was like, I don't even fucking know what cypress looks like. How am I going to know if I see cypress? Like, I'm not going to recognize any of these. Pomegranate? Yeah, of course I'm going to see a pomegranate if I walk by the pomegranates in the grocery
the
store.
The grocery store. Like,
I don't know what you want from me. So I walk into Trader Joe's on Friday and
there's pomegranate wine right there up front, huh?
No, actually, this display catches my eye and it's toward the ground. Like right by the outside, they have the like mistletoe and mm-hmm. the wreaths. And right there, this thing catches my eye and it's mini cypress trees. And I was like, I saw a sign!
Did you get it?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you should have got it. Put it on your bed, altar.
It was a sad Christmas tree with like it was all wrapped up with one ornament on it, so it looks like
a Charlie
Grinch.
Brown tree.
Yeah, like a Grinch tree or a Charlie Brown tree. Yeah. So
I actually bought a Charlie Brown tree at Frankenmuth.
Did
you? We were up there last? Yeah. I still have to decorate.
But I was
Christmas.
Like, it was cypress. I saw it.
Yeah.
I did it. Go me.
Now, you reached out on my behalf, too, and you've
I did.
Only mentioned it, but you have never shared the entire story. Am I supposed to wait?
For what?
For that? For the entire story?
What entire story?
I don't know. You've just given me bits and pieces.
There isn't really one.
Oh, okay.
It was the same sort of thing. I paid somebody for it. I'm fucking terrible at this.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know what god it was. And they just said that Loki and Freya, like, I was like, she wants to know if Loki is looking out for her. And they were like, yep, Loki's definitely there. And also Freya. But all they gave was like a thing of Freya of like mm-hmm. copy and paste from some sort of website. It wasn't anything.
It wasn't anything.
Like... No. And the only reason I got all that other information from the other lady is I kept messaging her with questions.
Uh-huh.
Like, she didn't give me a ton of information either. She was like, this, this, this. I pulled these cards. This is who it is. I pulled this. This is who it is. I pulled this. This is who it is. And so I just kept on bugging her until I got other answers back.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I took
I actually asked her though. I was like, are you sure Freya wasn't reaching out to my friend? Like, are you sure she didn't show up in my reading with a message for you? Because mm-hmm. since Ares came to you and was like, ahem, knock, 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 I was like, are you sure that it wasn't that then? After pressing her to be like, are you sure it was Freya? And then I was like, are you sure that she wasn't trying to contact me to get a message to my bestie? She was like, no, oh my God. Like, this woman was clearly so annoyed with me. No, she's definitely you.
She's blocked you from future readings. You're not allowed to contact her.
I'm not allowed to contact
her. I took to London with me. This is the first time I've traveled with a little deity, like, offering. I took my Lego Loki.
Aww.
And my little soy dish.
I love it.
Or soy sauce. Because I keep him at my desk, Lego Loki and my soy dish with lavender in the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took that and then all my, like, chakra stones to London with me. And I set it up under the TV, like, by my head where I was sleeping. And, like, 2 days later, my mom was like, is that, like, a little altar to that Lego?
Yes.
I was like, it's Loki. It's my Loki Lego. She's like, it looks like an altar. And I'm like, first off, I was like, well, how would you know? Number one.
See, she knows shit.
Number
she knows
two, more than she lets it's on. Just a, it's a fucking Lego with my stones in it. So, like.
First of what? All, yes. But second of all, shut up.
Right, exactly. First, yes. Fuck off. Jog on. Leave me alone.
So anyway. Tell us about London.
Oh, yeah. So I took my mommy to London. I had, like, spur of the moment a few months ago that I should take her. So we had a day for travel there and back and 4 days in the country. And then my cousin Ben from San Diego loves London. And I was like, you want to go, Ben? And he was like, yes. So Ben went with us also. And then we met up with some cousins from who live in England. Cheryl found a cousin recently. We met him for the first time, and she literally just found him. And then we met up with cousins she's been talking to for over 12 years. So it was a lot of fun. It was a good trip. So it was supposed to be like a relaxy trip. We'll do what we do. But we still ended up like kind of running around all day.
Doing stuff. Candy and I were like, she's insane. Like looking at all of the things that you posted. Like you just like you pulled what we do in Florida. But that is only a, you know, 2 hour and 15 minute plane flight where we get there and then we go.
Yeah.
Like, but you pulled that. But London.
Yeah. I didn't want to go, but we just kind of ended up going.
Or like, that was what we did in New York.
But it wasn't, like, there wasn't any pressure to it. It was just like, oh, let's go here. Okay, let's go here next. Okay, well, let's go do this. Okay. And so I think we banged out a lot of the major historical buildings and an art museum. So I think my next trip will be a lot more relaxed and we'll just do a few museums and eat and drink more. We barely ate and drank. We're only eating like once a day, which was, and we weren't hungry either. So I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was like the adrenaline of being there and the excitement, but I don't know. I need to weigh myself. I probably lost a few pounds because we were walking 5 to 7 miles a day, you know, 13 to 18,000 steps. It just kind of depended. And, you know, we spent a lot of time on the tube. But by like the third day, Cheryl was like, I haven't seen any of the city yet. And we're like, what are you talking about? We've seen the whole city. She's like, I want to ride a bus around the town. We're like, oh, okay, we can do that.
I mean, that's different. Okay.
So I just want to ride a double decker bus. I was like, we rode one the first day. That's all they have.
That's very funny.
So it was good. It was a really good trip. So I'm excited. I'm looking forward to going back. So I kind of want to take Catherine on the next one or you or something. So when I came home, I was like, Catherine, do you want to go to London with me next time I go? And she was like, yeah, but how long is the plane ride? I was like, 8 hours. She was like, no. I was like, you don't want to go to London with me because it's too long of a plane ride? She's like, yeah, no.
You need to start taking your kid on road trips. You and Scott need to start doing summer.
We used to do road trips nonstop. Like when we go to Jenny's, that's an 8 hour road trip.
Yeah.
She's been driving 10 hours once a year in the car literally since she was born. So I'm not sure what this is, a new aversion to traveling. And I'm not sure why, but she will not go anywhere longer than 20 minutes away.
Okay.
We tried to get her to go to the airport with us to drop us off. And she's like, how long's the ride? I was like, an hour there and an hour back. She's like, that's too long.
I was just like, who are you?
Like, Catherine, you're just like, you're going to go enjoy a car ride with Pappy. You're going to take us to the airport, we'll say goodbye, and then you're going to come home. She's like, yeah, no, that's too much.
Who is your child?
I don't know, man. She's turned into her father, I think.
Shaking my head. I had to contact you about this. I had a meltdown about this over Thanksgiving weekend. So I ordered Shannon a really cool Christmas present, and it is made out of cloth. And I thought that it was made out of like a frayed linen. That's what it looked like to me. And it arrived in the mail, and it is made out of rabbit fur. And what I, because it's on the, like, it's on rabbit fur. So, like, it's the pelt part, like, it's the skin of the rabbit, and the part that mm-hmm. I perceived to be, like, the frayed linen along the edge was the actual fur of the actual animal. So, I'm sitting here having, like, a full-on meltdown about this. And Joseph, my brother, my darling brother, was like, okay, you care, but does Shannon care? And I was like, no, probably not. She's probably fine with it. And he was like, why don't you ask her so you can feel better about it? So you're fine with it being fur. I just was like, I didn't know I was buying fur. I don't like this at all.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I mean,
it's fur.
But there's a difference between, like, growing rabbits for a fur-lined coach purse, which I have, mm-hmm. and doing something natural that's respectful to animals and the use of their skin and fur.
And furthermore, rabbits breed like rabbits.
Yeah. Lots of them.
I would feel very...
And they don't live very long.
I'd feel very bad if it was fox fur or mink fur or, right?
Yeah.
Like, one of those other things that are much rarer. Like, raising rabbits is really easy. They don't live long and they fuck like crazy and have a million babies. So I was like, I had a little meltdown about that.
Yeah, no, I don't mind the use of animal fur.
With the gift on the inside and the fur on the outside, where I was like, what the fuck is this? Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
I love it.
So, yeah, you're getting fur for Christmas.
Hey.
It's okay. You don't know what it is yet.
That's true. It's like, I know it just enough, but I still don't know what it is.
Right. Right. You know, I thought it was made out of linen, and then that it is made out of fur. Yeah. So what other stories do you have? How was your Thanksgiving?
It was fine. We went to my parents for Thanksgiving. We helped cook dinner, and it was just us. Because my grandfather's gone and my aunt Deanne decided to just like take the day for herself. And then Anina and I came home and Scott and Catherine went to Todd and Carrie's. So I didn't want to overexpose myself before going abroad.
Yeah.
So.
Smart. Mm-hmm. We had the Robert Burnses over. So. Rob, Mary, John, Lauren, and that was mm-hmm. that, and then, you know, Joe and Ashley and Zelda, and then my mom's friend, Lori, who didn't have anywhere else to go.
Fun.
Yeah, I like it when Lauren is there. This is only the second Thanksgiving I've spent with them in my entire life, because when Rob and Mary got married, Mary Kay said, we're not doing holidays with your family ever, because there's 5 children in your family and only 2 children in mine, so I would be more missed.
Okay, whatever, man.
I want you to think about, like, as if Grandma Irma wouldn't just be devastated missing everybody all the time. That's who Irma was.
Right.
You think your mom would miss anyone more than Irma would miss anyone? That's just not possible.
Right.
Literally impossible. So, yeah, this is only the second time in my life that I've done Thanksgiving with them, and both of them have been since Mary's mom died.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, that is the thing. But I like having Lauren there because she is also vegetarian. So we get to sit together and have my little vegetarian roast that I make and just have like a giant thing of gravy. And we just eat all the vegetarian gravy and eat the little roast and it just hangs out between us. It's good. It's nice, fun. It's a nice good thing.
Yeah, I like it.
So yeah, that was good. It was a good kind of a day. And then I went to Allison's wedding, which I'd been being a little bitch about. Literally nobody wore a mask. It was so many people. And Zach, her brother, was talking about what bullshit it was to have to come home 2 years in a row over Thanksgiving weekend for his sister to get married. Like, he complained about it to me. And I was I feel so much better now all of a sudden. Why do I feel so much better now?
Did you share with him your complaints as well?
I did. Oh, and he is laughing about it to me. Okay. And then I introduced myself to his girlfriend, who I fucking swear I have never met before. And she treated me like I was an idiot and was like, yeah, we've met. And I was like, please tell me when, because I do not recall. I remember asking one year if Laura was going to be participating in the gift exchange and Lori saying, no, she's not coming to Christmas with us this year. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember that. Sassy telling me how cool she was last year at Allison's real wedding. And I was like, yeah, I've never met her. I don't know when I've met her.
And she could not pinpoint it either?
I didn't actually ask.
Oh, you should have actually asked.
When did we meet? I do not recall this.
Yeah. And just be like, I'm sorry, I have depression and I'm an alcoholic. So, like,
yeah,
sometimes things just don't stick.
Yeah, correct. And Lota came up to me and was like, I'm so embarrassed. I introduced myself to Laura. And I was like, I did the same thing. But, like, I truly do not remember ever having met her before.
Oh, so I love it. So, Lota and you are like, yeah, we've never met you, bitch. And she's like, yeah, you have.
Yeah.
But she's probably just heard a gazillion stories and
no,
seen
Lota
so many
really
pictures.
No, Lota really had met her at Bart and Lori's over the summer. Oh, okay. Like, at one of their, like, summer get-togethers. I do not recall ever having met her. So, I have the world's most perfect Rudy quote.
Ooh, good.
So
from
Rudy
the wedding?
Was sitting, yeah, Rudy was sitting next to, first of all, he looked amazing at the wedding.
Nice.
He had this like suit and like weird shit and pocket squares and lots of jewelry and he wore his hair.
Love it.
Top knot with his little thing sticking out.
Fun.
Like, he looked great. He looked so good. And Sassy said he kept trying to put stuff on and she was like, no, edit. Here we are. This is it. We don't need more. Don't add more. This is it. So he was sitting next to Ashley, and I could see Ashley's body language screaming, like, okay, I'm ready for this conversation to end now. So I walked up to him and started asking him about all of his accessories. And I was like, these are all really cool. Where did you get everything? And he points to a bracelet, and he's like, I got this at a consignment store. I got this one at a consignment store. And then he points to his other wrist, and he's like, I got this one from Sassy. And then he points to a necklace that he's wearing, and he goes, and I got this one. Deep diving in the asteroid belt. And I was like, say that again. Say that again.
Oh my God.
And
oh no.
He goes, yeah, I got it deep diving in the asteroid belt with the cartels, he says to me.
Oh,
more
Jesus
information
Christ.
That second time.
I love it.
I was like the asteroid belt past Mars, that one? That asteroid belt? Like, I'm trying. I need more information.
You need to pinpoint it.
I need to pinpoint this.
With the cartels.
So,
that'd be the Mexican the Venezuelan or?
I texted it to Sassy. I was like, I need to just write this down right now so I don't forget it. And I practiced it a few times so I could just let it roll off my tongue. And then Lota actually texted me later and asked me to send it to her too. Because she was like, it just is such a perfect summation of how his brain works. Of like, I got this at a consignment shop. Sassy gave me this one. And I got this one deep diving in the asteroid belt with the cartels. Like, it's just like.
I can't even. Oh my God.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, none were from the Yakuza?
Nope.
Well, because they're trying to murder
him. Right. They've been stalking him since he was three. Yeah.
Why would they give him a gift?
Why would they even do that?
I mean, they might like to try to win him over to the dark side.
Good point.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was very funny.
Your wedding was a maskless hot mess.
Yeah, it was a maskless hot mess. Although this was delightful, and I have to say, like, I didn't hate this at all. So, except for the fact that we were just not wearing a mask the whole fucking time. Jesus Christ. So, a lot fewer people RSVP'd yes than they thought were going to, like by a significant amount. And so they had signed the contract, whatever, like 2 years ago. And then they extended the contract. They didn't sign a new one. So their food budget was way more than what they had for people. Like the amount that they promised to pay in food. So basically they plussed everything up. We had salad. And then instead of salad and then entree, we had salad and then pasta. Like just like a pasta course. And I was like, this is the best pasta. This dinner was incredible. That wasn't dinner. That was just one of the courses. And then we had a sorbet course in the middle. It was just like they brought out a little like aperitif, like freshly made sorbet. And then we had the meal, which for the vegetarian was curry.
More pasta?
Mm-mm, no, it was fucking amazing. It was a yellow Indian curry on rice with like chickpeas and cauliflower. And it was so spicy. And I was like, I'm just dying and it's so good. So.
Huh. That's interesting. So they had a food and beverage minimum.
Yeah.
And because of the amount of people, they weren't going to hit it. So they had to add extra food.
Yeah.
I hate it when facilities do that.
Yeah. But listen, that pasta was fucking amazing. And I loved having mid-dinner sorbet. What the fuck? It's incredible. And then
the palate cleanser.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And then they had late night snacks also. So like at like 9:30 at night, they had a little buffet that was like popcorn and sliders and, you know, just in case the salad and pasta and sorbet and giant entree dish wasn't enough.
Mm-hmm.
And the dessert. They had a whole dessert thing, a chocolate fountain.
You got to have a midnight snack to soak up that alcohol you've been drinking so you can all drive home.
That's right. Dude, that was fucking terrible. That was all snow. I drove home in a horrible snowstorm. Ugh. I know. And then I had to wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning and take Taylor for a walk because the hotel did not allow dogs. So not even if you were like, I'll pay an extra $20 for my dog to stay here. No dogs. So Taylor was back at home, Joe and Ashley's dog. So I drove back the same night and had to get up at 6 in the morning to walk the fucking dog.
Mm.
It was awful.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, the wedding was, like, fun and cool. I just had, like, a lot of panic about it, where I was like, this is too much. This is too much people. Nobody's wearing a mask. Nobody's wearing masks at all. And then, like, that dinner was so fucking long with all of those courses. Like, what was the point of me wearing a mask for the whole first half?
Right. Yeah. My cousin's wedding was like that, too, in August. Like, I was the only one wearing a mask. And one other girl did. And I ended up not really wearing my mask. Like, I wore it on the dance floor, and I wore it when we walked, like, from one end of the ballroom to the other. But we ended up being off to the side next to a wall, and everyone at my table I knew was vaccinated. So I didn't worry about the people at my table. But when I got up to wander around and walk through the room, I had my mask on.
Yeah. They wouldn't allow anybody there who wasn't vaccinated. The only person in the whole place who wasn't vaccinated was Zelda, because she's 3.
That's good.
And in fact, some of my Aunt Lori's family is not vaccinated, and multiple of them called Allison and asked for, like,
exemptions.
An exception to be made for them to come, and she said no.
Good.
To her, like, aunts and uncles and cousins. Nope. You're not vaxxed. You can't come.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody was vaccinated.
Oh, that's good.
That doesn't mean that I still feel comfortable in that situation.
Yeah.
I don't know the situation with the people who work there. Lori, my aunt, the mother of the bride, got COVID the week of my birthday. And the only place she had been maskless in front of people was at the fucking venue.
Yeah.
That was the only place she had been maskless in front of people. Where she was like, that must have been at the venue where they were holding the wedding is probably where she got COVID.
I think my aunt picked up COVID at the funeral home arranging shit for my grandfather.
Yeah.
But she's vaccinated.
So
she had to be.
Like, so was my aunt.
She has really bad asthma. She like literally can't get COVID. So at least she was vaccinated, or else she probably would have died.
Yeah.
And she's been like a hermit this whole time. But once she got vaccinated, she took off her mask and mm-hmm. started running around town.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no, you still have to wear a fucking mask. Stop it.
Yeah. The CDC really shit the bed on that back in May.
Yeah.
Did you know that Sparrow Health System sent out an email to their employees in the spring being like, congratulations, the pandemic is now over.
I did hear that. Yeah. I was like, no.
They're like, it's now just like any other disease where we are going to have people in the hospital with it, but it's no different now from cancer or blah, blah, blah.
U of M numbers are up in to almost 100 right now.
Michigan is the highest it's been
yeah.
the whole last 2 years.
Well, U of M did get up to like 140, 180 admitted with COVID. But
yeah,
it was riding in the 30s. For months, and now it's tripled.
Well, I'm just talking statewide numbers. The high, the really horrible high points are, you know, west and north where yeah.
people are unvaccinated.
Where people are unvaccinated.
Anyway, so besides Maria Callender in London, anything else going on? Hawkeye started.
Oh my God, it's so good.
So good.
It's so fucking good.
Officially, my new favorite Christmas series.
New favorite Christmas series.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really loving it. Yeah, lots of people I've seen talking online being like, yeah, Clint was always my least favorite. And it's the thing that Kate is talking about in the thing of like, you don't try to present yourself a certain way. You don't try to be more famous, because lots of people are like, yeah, Hawkeye was my least favorite Avenger because he doesn't really do anything.
I've always liked Clint because of that.
Like, me too.
He's an assassin. He's not supposed to be popular.
Right.
He's not supposed to be well known. None of them are supposed to be popular or well known. I mean, Captain America was designed to be, but that was a whole marketing ploy also. And yeah. then Tony Stark's just a narcissist.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of them are like fucking military trained spies.
Yeah.
Like Widow's a spy.
Hulk is an accident.
Hulk's an accident. Black Widow's a spy. Hawkeye's an assassin. You know, Scott Lang's an accident. But, you know, he's not super flashy.
No.
War Machine's military trained.
Mm-hmm.
Falcon's military trained. Mm-hmm. Winter Soldier's military trained.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's... I always liked Clint because he just, I don't know, like he reminds me of my dad in a good way of like, I'm no nonsense. Let's go do the thing, you know?
Yeah.
Like not the things about Brian that piss me off, but like the things where I'm like, yeah, I mean, that's exactly how my dad would handle that. You know, like in the show where he's like, okay, fine. Like, this is what we have to do to get this done. Like, mm-hmm. it's very much like my dad energy of like, ugh, okay, I don't want to do this. This is so stupid. Let's go do this thing. This is how this has to go. You know? I always liked him kind of for that. And then his trajectory throughout Endgame. Like, God, if you don't like Clint after that, fuck off.
Right. Yeah. No, I've always liked Hawkeye.
I did too.
I was literally thinking about getting this cute little Lego set of Hawkeye and Black Widow to represent me and my cousin and mail it to him. Shadow boxed.
Cute. Yeah. No. BFFs Hawkeye show's incredible. I'm so sold on it.
It is after a comic book series. Mm-hmm. So that was like a short run limited series. So
you can and one of the things
read up on it.
In it is that
the tracksuit guys are real and like they are
right, but what I was going to say is that's interesting. So Wilson Fisk
is the sword guy's real too, the uncle
but Wilson Fisk is the reason that Echo's dad died in the comic, And so this has really, and Hawkeye is the one who's like, no, this is how it really happened. I didn't do it. Wilson Fisk did it. And she turns on Fisk. So, like, it's going to be interesting to see how, because they've changed that storyline. Mm-hmm. Hawkeye really did do it as Ronin. So, like, it's going to be interesting to see. It's going to be interesting to see how they work that out.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's not that thing of, like, he's lying to protect himself. Fisk isn't, you know? Mm-hmm. So, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see.
And apparently, the end scene of Black Widow, the people producing the Hawkeye show begged for that to be in there so that they could bring her in. Like, they actually were like, please, can you do this? Please, please, please. Like, we want to work this in. Remember in the movie theater and you screamed out, oh, fuck off.
Yeah.
That end scene, the people producing the Hawkeye show begged for that to be at the end of Black Widow so that they could tie her in. So apparently she's coming in this series.
Oh, her sister.
Yep.
She's going to make an appearance.
Yelena. So yeah, I was reading about that wasn't supposed to happen and they asked for it so that they could tie that shit
that
all together.
Yeah, that was, well, I heard that scene was supposed to be the first introduction of Julia Louise Dreyfus's character.
Originally.
Yeah.
Yeah, things got a tiny bit out of order.
Yeah. But yeah, that was a fun moment in the theater. Everyone enjoyed that.
What she said.
What she said. I was like, suck a bag of dicks, you fucking cunt! No!
You did say, oh, fuck right off with that shit. Yeah. That was one of the things that you said. You said a couple just swears.
Fuck right off with that bullshit right there! Fuck you! Yeah, what she said. So mad.
Rightfully so.
Right, because Clint's a good guy.
Clint is a good guy.
And she just, like, poked a giant bear. Misrepresenting her, like, what happened.
Two people who were there were Clint and Black Widow. How can you sit there and say you know what happened?
Right.
Fuck off, Contessa de Fontaine.
And what is with all this Avenger compound stuff being sold off at a black market auction? Like, is that Endgame?
Yeah. It got, like, destroyed.
Rubbish?
Yeah. Yeah.
Scavengers? Yeah.
That is, I mean, that was, like, my assumption.
Tony didn't fucking clean that shit up.
He died.
Oh, yeah, he died.
Tony owned it. Tony died. Nobody took care of that shit.
Yeah, nobody took care of that shit. Like, fucking Chris Evans didn't pony up and take care of that shit.
Shannon, he traveled back in time. He traveled.
Fuck, he did. Who's left? Fucking Hulk didn't take care of that shit.
That's who I was thinking of who would have done it. Like, Ant-Man, he wouldn't have given a fuck. He didn't know what to do. That was barely his people. Same with Spider-Man. You know, like, of the original Avengers, Hulk was the only one who was, like, inner circle and would have known to do that. And so he was the one where I was like, why didn't Hulk take care of that at all? But, like, there really wasn't anybody else. And because Black Widow's gone, Tony's gone, Captain America's gone.
It would have been a Hawkeye, Hulk, and Thor, and Thor doesn't give a fuck. He just, like,
he went into space.
Yeah, he immediately left.
He left. He immediately went into space. Yeah,
so it would have been Hawkeye and Hulk cleaning up.
Falcon.
Yeah, and Falcon. And Winter Soldier.
So.
But, like, who, like, they didn't think to clean up shit or lock that shit down? Or the government didn't come in and do that?
Yeah, I mean, I have no idea.
The government didn't want to get their hand on all Tony Stark's fucking
question,
toys?
What if the government did do it and those are people who pocketed shit to sell?
Probably.
Like, that makes,
like,
more
that's
sense.
Fucking,
that makes more sense.
It's like fucking octopus people level bullshit.
Hydra?
Hydra.
Yes.
But, like, where did they get the Ronin suit?
Yeah, that one.
That seems like something that would be buried in Clint's barn.
I was going to say that same thing. It should have been in his house. Why was it?
With his sword.
With his sword. Yeah, that's
buried in a barn.
That is interesting and confusing. Although, you know, like, what if?
I mean, Black Widow did rip him off the street and he changed in the Avenger complex.
That's what I was just about to say. Right. She was the one who got him and was like, come, you're fucking coming with me. And he just changed out of it there, tucked it away somewhere where he thought nobody would ever find it. And then the complex.
But you still take that shit home with you.
Clearly. You and I are in agreement here.
So many holes. So speaking of the continuation of so many holes, I rewatched Loki, and I watched the last three episodes on the plane home, and I think he's going to end up saving the universe, like legit, in a few movies, in a few series. I mean, I think everything's going to come back around
multiverse
to that moment at the end of the multiverse where like Loki and Sylvie have to make a decision again. I think he's going to end up continuing to be in movies here and there and like save shit.
Yeah, no, I think that I agree. Right, I think that that's going to pop up. I don't think that that's the end.
I didn't feel that the first time I saw it, but the second time after seeing a few more things come up, I'm like, I think fucking Loki is going to be a major player in this fourth, you know, arm of the MCU.
When I first watched Loki, I was like, so we're talking about the multiverse theory right now. We're talking about multiverses, and we know that the announcement is Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. So, like, this is going to tie into it somehow.
Yeah.
You know, like, and
but,
so...
But, like, the thought that Loki will be a key player...
Yeah, I think that it...
Didn't really dawn on me till this second time watching it.
I mean, yes, I don't think that he's going to be a major character, but I think he's going to be a key component.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
That was the sense I got the first time watching it, that he's going, like, his understanding of
what's going on is going to help shape how it ends.
Agreed. Yep, that was my thought when I watched it the first time. I'm glad you're on my truck.
I feel like he's the only one that knows right now.
He is the only one that knows right
Mobius
now.
Mobius is like, who are you? Which, by the way, I still cried just as hard the second time around.
I know.
Even though I know he's coming back, like, it still gutted me. My mom's like, are you okay?
It's deeply upsetting.
Oh my God, watch this part where they make Owen Wilson disappear.
It's deeply upsetting. I hate it.
If you don't know what we're talking about, go fucking watch Loki. It's been months. Catch up.
So, over Thanksgiving weekend, my professor for developing positive attitudes and learning, which I just call motivation class, would do these like Monday videos, be like every week, blah, blah, blah. So on the Monday of Thanksgiving week, he was like, just take this week off and like work on your final project. You know, like there's no other work this week other than like picking away at your final project. And I'm like, great. So on Sunday of Thanksgiving weekend. So my Thanksgiving week is actually a full week because Joe and Zelda got there on Sunday and like I'm doing stuff with them. And then we have Thanksgiving and then we have this fucking family wedding. Right. So it's the day after the wedding. I'm like, okay, time to like focus on school. And I open the thing and it says, reminder, final project due today. And I was like,
what? You said take the week off.
You said take the week off. Oh, no. Oh, no.
I'm sorry I was no help to you. You freaked out on me. I was just like, yeah.
Well, when I
get her done, man.
When I'm having a freak out about that sort of thing, you just have to be like, you totally have it in you to do this. I believe in you. Because here's the thing, most of the paper was already written.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, that was fine. The only thing that I hadn't done was the, like, video presentation of all of my information, which takes a while to do. So, I had to finish up the paper, of course. So, I still had to write, like, one or two pages of paper, but most of it was finished. And then I had to do a video presentation to upload to the internet to present. And, so I'm like panicking about it. I didn't even tell you this part at the time, I don't think, because it didn't make as good of a story. So then I go onto the main website. So he, like, there's the official MSU website, and then he was just using Google Sites for the class.
Mm-hmm.
So the MSU website just was the one that popped up the notification, and it was an automatic thing. Mm-hmm. Like, it's an automatic thing that it does for major assignments,
right. Yeah.
Just automatically, no matter what class it is. And so then I go to the Google Sites class, and he was like, I extended it till Tuesday.
You're like, shoo.
Yeah. But I did finish the paper that day, that Sunday, and then turned it in on Monday. And I was like, I'm just fucking getting it done. I'm just getting it. Jesus Christ, I'm getting it done.
I'm just going to get it done.
Getting it done.
Oh, that's good.
Like, boy, did I crap my pants when I saw that.
I was just like, oops.
He said take the week off.
Guess you're going to be busy today. Hope you're not too hungover.
I didn't drink anything at the wedding, so I was fine. Except for my champagne. I had the champagne flute of toast. The toasting flute, and that was it.
The champagne flute full of toast?
Yep. Yep, you heard me. That's what I said. But yeah, that was true. He said take the week off.
Mm-hmm.
Take the week off and work on your project.
Yeah, that's due soon.
Let's do... Don't understand. What, like, the way he really should have worded that was like, what you need to do this week is finish your project, which is due on Sunday. Why did you tell me to take the week off?
Right. No extra assignments today. Please work on your project that's due Sunday.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not take the week off and work on your project.
Yeah.
Like, work on it makes me think I need to pick away at things. And I was like, oh, my paper's in great shape. There's nothing really to pick away at. Jesus Christ. He gave me a heart attack. I crapped my pants. So that class I'm done with. The other class, my professor said, everything is due December 8th. But I'm not submitting anything until after December 12th. So you can extend that to December 12th with no penalty. And I was like, so...
So December 12th?
So it's due December 12th.
Yeah.
Why do you have to say it like that? That was so confusing.
I don't know what old information's out there, but I still have students emailing me today for my application due date, which changed this year to December 1, and they still think it's December 15th. And I was like, well, the deadline was last week, honey, so... You can still apply, but
that sucks.
Can't guarantee anything.
That sucks. I did email her to be like, I'm taking a couple of extra days. So it's really hard to, this teacher wants you to like apply things in your math class that you are teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really hard to do in a tutoring setting where she's expecting the feedback from like 15 to 20 students. And I'm like, I got three.
Mm-hmm.
I have three people who this was able to apply to. So this is a research project. And I was like, I just want to wait until after Thursday. I told her I'm going to submit it on Thursday or Friday because I want to get as many data points as possible. I need to get as many students as possible
mm-hmm.
for this research project to seem reasonable. Because if I submit a research project with three data points, that's going to sound insane.
Well, your N is three. You know, you do the best you can.
We don't. Well, no, it's okay. Currently, my N is 6, but if I wait till Thursday, I can probably get two more. And I like an 8 way better than I like a 6.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I told her, I was like, I don't know if you needed to know that we're taking those extra days or not. Like, I don't understand what it's due on the 8th, but you have till the 12th means. So I was like, I'm turning it in on the 10th, probably. I don't know if you need to know that or not, but that's what's going on. Because I don't understand.
Plan,
I don't understand what it's due on the 8th, but you have till the 12th means. I don't understand what that means.
I literally just did that, though, when I went on vacation. Like, this shit's due the 1st, but... I'm out of town, and I won't be reading anything until the 8th, so get it in by then.
Yeah.
And I did have someone like, what does this mean? I'm like, it's due, but I'm out of town, so just get it in before I check my email that morning.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. Because there's no sense in you stressing over it when I'm not even going to read it until I get back.
Right.
So, like, hooray, you get an extra week. So, fucking stop lollygagging and fucking do it because it was due on Thanksgiving.
Right, right.
And now you got two extra weeks because y'all are assholes. Just do it.
I did have a lot of dates sneak up on me this semester. That mm-hmm. was weird.
Yeah, I can't believe it's going to be Christmas before you know it.
Oh, yeah. Catherine asked me how many days till she got to be at our house for Christmas Eve. And I tried to help her figure it out mathematically.
20-ish.
It's 17. We figured it out together. We figured it was 17. But we I was like, okay, I asked her if she could do 24 minus 7 because today's the 7th. I like tried a bunch of different things. I was like, okay, we're going to count backwards from 24 and we'll stop when my fingers are at 7. She like did not want to do math. Aunt Maggie trying to do the enrichment.
She loves math too. I can't believe she didn't want to. She was giving you a hard
doing
time.
I was doing a trickery.
Busting your chops.
I was doing a trickery.
She didn't appreciate the trickery, did she?
Mm-mm. So we counted backwards and figured out it was 17.
There we go.
17 days is nothing.
It's nothing. It's 2 weeks.
And she goes, I wish it was tomorrow. And I was like, I do not.
I don't.
I don't wish that at all.
Nope.
All right. I have a complaining about candy. You know, right. So, okay. My cousin Bernsey's wife is vegan, right? So we got to make sure, you know, there's at least anything for her to eat, which is fine. So I was trying to think, like, okay, which vegan cookies should I do, or which cookies should I do vegan? And she's asking me about, you know, have you ever had her little smoothie balls, where they're like,
yeah, I think I have.
So she uses the smoothie mix, and it's like peanut butter and honey and like rolled in oats, right? And I always call them smoothie balls, and she hates that, and she calls them complete cookies. And she was like, well, I'm gonna make those vegan. I'm going to turn those...
How are you going to get it to stick together without the honey?
Agave.
Okay.
But it's also peanut butter. So peanut butter and agave will still be sticky, mm-hmm. right? But that was what she was asking me. And she was like, or should I do maple syrup instead? I was like, I don't know. Try them both. And she was like, I just need to make them vegans for Christy. And I was like, those are not good Christmas cookies. Those are not Christmas... Those are not Christmas cookie level.
They're protein balls.
They're protein balls.
That I'm going to eat.
Those are diet food. Those are diet cookies. I don't want diet. I don't want diet protein.
She can make no-bake cookies vegan.
Well, I'm going to make peanut butter chocolate chip vegan cookies.
Yeah.
But like, Jesus Christ, those are not Christmas cookies. Yeah. That's not what those are not
yeah,
for that.
We always did no-bakes at Christmas, so I would call a no-bake a Christmas cookie in my experiences.
Okay, but
and
this
you
like,
can do those
but
vegan.
This like... Oh, this protein oat peanut butter thing.
Yeah, those is basically no-bake cookies with the juice plus mix in it.
Yeah.
To give it extra protein.
They don't taste like cookies to me.
Yeah.
They taste like diet food.
Yeah, which is why I don't allow diet practitioners at my craft show.
Mm-hmm.
You don't buy diet food for people for Christmas gifts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Danielle and I have been working really hard on our thing.
What are you going to sell?
Well, first of all, our thing is called Mishmash.
Uh-huh.
She already paid a person to make a design for us that says Mishmash.
Stop.
I'm serious. I asked Ashley to make things, and she's like, oh my gosh, Joseph will be so happy if I like just get rid of some of this fabric. I'll just make a bunch of those zipper bags.
Yeah.
So she's going to make...
People love fucking zipper bags.
Ashley's going to make zipper
like
bags.
Purses or coin purses?
Coin purses, like the dice bags.
Yeah,
ones.
People
yeah.
fucking love that shit.
So Ashley's going to make a bunch of those. And Danielle is learning to sew, and she is going to make like matching coaster sets. And then she's also going to make some sewn ornaments. So I have to have my baby tree there. Her husband is going to 3D print ornaments. I'm bringing all of Brian's canes that he made back when he was making canes. I'm going to make a couple of wreaths. I decided I'm going to make some burlap wreaths. And then I can't remember the other thing I decided I was going to make. And then Mary Kay, my Aunt Mary Kay, does pottery. And she was like, fuck yes, take as much as you want. So that is what our mishmash is going to be.
That's
going to
be great.
Don't you love
that? I'm here for it.
And then Danielle... Well, I was like, are you going to be sad if nobody buys your stuff? And she was like, I will be devastated. And I was like, because I don't care. I'm just doing this for the fun.
Yeah, so, you guys might want a double booth.
Yeah, well, it depends on how much we actually end up having, yeah. right? So yeah, we're going to have the little mini Christmas tree, and we'll have the ornaments she made and the ornaments her husband printed. And then, oh yeah, and she's making postcards. Mm-hmm. She like makes
felted cloth
postcards. And yeah, it's going to be a mishmash.
I love it.
It's going to be a mishmash. I told Ashley she should knit some stuff, just like use acrylic instead of wool, mm-hmm. because those hats that we love are like $40 worth of high quality wool.
Oh no.
Just the wool. And then to like, for the time, it would yeah. be like an $80 hat.
Right.
Right. And I was like, just make some acrylic stuff for the plebeians. They'll buy it. They don't need high quality wool.
They will. People love a poofball hat.
People love a poofball hat. She can buy. She can make a little like fingerless mitten gloves, thing. Like little.
Yep.
Literally.
I had a hat and glove girl that used to come.
Yeah, people love that shit. So mishmash. It's gonna be a
love it.
Handcrafted goods.
It is time to wrap it up like a dick, man.
You guys, this has been episode 300. We did nothing special because we hadn't seen each other in so long and none of you gave us any ideas. Yeah. So,
I did real quick see a new Christmas movie called The Night Before, as in The Night Before Christmas. Mm-hmm. It's an older movie. And when I say older, like 10 years old, with Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Seth Rogen, and Anthony Mackie. And it was delightful. It was about the shenanigans they get into every year the night on Christmas Eve. Kind of Harold and Kumar-ish. You know, Harold and Kumar Save Christmas-ish. But it was really funny. It was good. It was a good time. So if you haven't seen that, I recommend it. 2 thumbs up.
Love it.
Oh, and I watched Free Guy, too, on the plane. That was delightful, also. I almost watched it a second time just to see what I missed the first time.
That's good. Oh, you know what I didn't bring up at all?
Mm.
Cowboy Bebop.
Mm.
So I'll just
talk about that next time.
Super quick thing. I loved it at first, and then it tapered off to being less good as it went along. It never got bad except for the last 2 minutes of it. That was bad. But yeah, it was really good and then tapered off to mediocre and then right at the end dropped off to.
It's like, what happened? You're supposed to get better. From the first episode. The
first episode was so good. All right, you guys. Find us everywhere.
Oh, internet theme of the internet
thing of the week. Oh, God. I have so many internet things. So many internet things. All right. We're just going to... Common misconceptions surrounding the care of monsters. 1.
Contrary to popular belief.
Thank you. It is not normal for a Cerberus's head to fight with each other. This indicates anxiety or lack of proper enrichment. 2. Giant spiders are actually very social creatures and should not be housed alone. 3. Provide your sphinx with enrichment by answering its riddles. Those sphinxes can be trained to attack those who answer incorrectly. They actually normally speak in riddles as a form of social play that is essential to their development and well-being. I thought that was very funny.
That's funny.
I thought that was very funny. All right, this lady gave me her food order. I repeated it back to her. And told her, that comes to 666. And she said, oh no, I don't like that total. Better throw in a corn dog. Surely this woman is an inspiration. She's out here fighting off the powers of Satan with a corn dog as her weapon.
That's funny.
Yes, I've got more. Got more. You know how people love to say, keep the Christ in Christmas?
Yeah.
Well, don't forget to keep the Han in Hanukkah.
Oh, I love it. It's Han Solo holding a dreidel. Don't forget to keep the Han in Hanukkah.
Don't forget to keep the Han in Hanukkah.
Oh, that was delightful.
I'm so glad that I got to throw that at you. All right. Oh, and I sent this to my brother because we were still working on our book. So this is our last internet thing of the month, I guess. Person, how does writing work? Me. Well, you type and you delete, you rethink. You do 187 minutes of research and correct it. You reread it and wonder if you have a grasp of English, then you revise. And then you're done with the book, and then you move on to the next sentence.
Sounds like my Facebook posts.
Yes, I've deleted a bunch lately. All right, you guys, find us everywhere online. And we love to hear from you on the Facebook. We love to hear from you on the apps. Give us a 5-star review. They just talk about their lives. It's so stupid. 5 stars. You don't have one?
No, I'm hitting a fucking wall. 5 stars.
Well, you guys, Shannon did just fly back from London yesterday. So, all right, here we go. So you can also find us on Twitter. I am Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And this has been episode 300. Bow, 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 bow. Of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye. Bye.
String up the lights and light up the tree. We're gonna make some revelry. Spirits are high, so I can tell it's Christmas time in hell. Demons are nicer as you pass them by. There's lots of demon toys to buy. The snow is falling and all is well. It's Christmas time in hell. There goes Jeffrey Dahmer with a festive Christmas ham. After he has sex with it, he'll eat up all he can. And there goes John F. Kennedy, caroling with his son.
Reunited for the holidays, God bless us everyone.
Everybody has a happy glow, let's dance in blood and pretend it's snow. Even Mao Zedong is under the spell, it's Christmas time in hell.